613-461-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in St. Augustine at 91.9. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and the discussion each and every day as we face the issues. It is our prayer that this broadcast is informative, encouraging, challenging, refreshing, and that somehow, some way, God will use it in your heart and life to understand from a central biblicist viewpoint what's happening in the world. I've said many, many times on this broadcast and from the pulpit and other lecture positions that the only way we can be, how would you say, satisfied and not fearful with what we see taking place in the world is to view it through the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. That's the only way. I can read hundreds and hundreds of articles a week. I can analyze the scenario, what's happening locally, nationally, and globally. And it doesn't look good. It is, we could have a very negative outlook on life if it weren't for the fact that we can look at it through the prism of the Word of God. God's Word tells us what to expect, where the world's going, and God's Word tells us how everything's going to be wrapped up. As the old cliche in reading a mystery novel, I read the last chapter in the book. I know where we're going. I know what God is doing. In very simplistic language, God has already given us His roadmap for life and living. He's already given us His roadmap for what is going to take place in the last days. And the Scripture says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, perilous times shall come, and perilous times are present. That means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult times. We're in those times. So how do we maneuver through it? How do we look at it? How do we respond to it? Ladies and gentlemen, today we'll be talking about an issue that I believe should be on the top of the page, the top of the issues for Christians, conservatives, and patriots in particular. I'm calling the issue today the border crisis, invasion. Invasion. May I say again, invasion. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you say, well, why should a Christian be concerned about the border crisis? Let me just summarize much of what I'll say today. In summary, we've got between 10 and 13 million, depending on what statistician you believe, between 10 and 13 million illegal invaders that have invaded America's southern border under the Biden administration. We have today a tectonic change taking place demographically in America. That tectonic change will change, will listen carefully, will absolutely change, turn upside down what we've come to believe are our rights in the Bill of Rights, our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, and all that is afforded therein. Given enough time, these illegal invaders that are coming in only for money and for the pillage of America, for the most part, that's what they're doing. And they have no earthly idea what a Bill of Rights would be. They see nothing wrong with raping, robbing, stealing, pillaging for whatever they feel they want or need. We're changing America. And as we have these come in, I believe we'll see November of this year, 6 months from now, I believe we will witness a large majority of them voting. And as some of them recently said, being interviewed at the border as they cross illegally, who'd you rather have, Trump or Biden? 100% say Biden. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is a crisis. There is an invasion. And all of a sudden, we find that the people in America are just now waking up, realizing what is taking place. My prayer is that it's not too late. I'll read one headline, then I will continue with our monologue. Headline, Americans are now most concerned about immigration insanity. Immigration is now the top concern among Americans as President Joe Biden's administration continues to see record amounts of illegal border crossings, a Tuesday poll from Gallup found. Americans now say immigration is the top of their mind. The Border Patrol encountered 176,000 migrants last month alone, a record number of illegals crossing at the southern border for any January to date. In fiscal year 2024, the agency has documented over 753,000 illegal immigrants encounters at the southern border. The Biden administration oversaw record immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border in both fiscal year 2022 and 2023. The surge of illegal migrants prompted the Republican-led House of Representatives to impeach Department of Homeland Security on February the 13th. Over his handling of the crisis, this writer says, according to the Gallup survey released February the 14th, found that Biden's detractors largely cited illegal immigration, open borders, as the main concern for their disapproval. And that included Democrats and Republicans. Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley's death has sparked fresh outrage with the Biden administration's handling of the issue, as her alleged killer was an illegal immigrant with a criminal history from Venezuela, released into this country during the president's tenure, that is, the President Biden's tenure. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about that, and the main focus of the reason, the rationale for this issue today and this emphasis today is for us to wake up to recognize that if we have a tectonic change in the political process in America, if there's a tectonic change in the understanding of what America is about, it will destroy, hear me, it will destroy our religious liberties, our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion. It will destroy our right to keep and bear arms. Our Bill of Rights can literally be eviscerated under the new leadership as they come into play, come into office, and as they vote for parties to go into office in America. It is a danger that our nation has never in the history of America ever faced. And as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so from the Word of God, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word, the truth book, as I call it. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further, in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made, thy word is truth. Psalms 117, verse 2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. Ladies and gentlemen, God's word is here to stay. Now let me just digress for a moment. I realize we've had down through the years mega numbers of different translations. May I say, the majority of them are not worth putting them on the wall as wallpaper. But we have, ladies and gentlemen, today, the Word of God that stands. It's unchangeable. It should be unalterable. It is inspired, infallible, and inerrant. And yet we have those today that somehow, some way believe that you can change the truth. Truth matters, regardless of what you say. It was the secularist George Orwell, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. By the way, that was published in the late 40s. In 1984 was the title of the dystopian novel. And in that novel, Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And I find that to be factually true even today, ladies and gentlemen. You can get into a crowd and discuss moral issues, ethical issues, political issues, biblical issues, societal issues, and you'll find a diversity of feelings and thoughts on that. In fact, multitudes think, as this new survey about the millennials, the new survey about truth, found that the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, make this as their statement. 55% of them. Each person determines his or her own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just not true, if I can say that. You cannot select, pick, and choose which version of truth. Truth is truth. You can't bifurcate it. I've said many times, and perhaps you've heard me say before, a half-truth is a whole lie. And we find too much of that in society today, ladies and gentlemen. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, and may I quote, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death." And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's what we need to do today. We need to seek it, learn it, live it, love it, and be willing to stand and defend it. Even though you might be the only one in the room, the only one in the audience, the only one in the lineup of being inquired, and the inquisitor asking the question, "Do you stand for truth about this?" There, yes, without any equivocation. God will honor our stand for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. And ladies and gentlemen, they have, Tools for Time has, a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the professionals, whether it's the homeowner brand, landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time can answer your questions about the backup power equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of the I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. But there's a benchmark, an identifier, that will help you find Tools for Time. There's a 165-foot flagpole. The base of that, the top of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, is the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. The base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. They're closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained to be so. You're invited to drop by Tools for Time, make an application for an employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, place you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, lest I forget it, and oft times I do, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. Your calls are invited. We'd love to have you call. We'd love to have your dialogue and discussion on the issue. What are your thoughts? Are we facing a crisis in America? Is it just at the border, a border crisis? Are we facing an invasion by illegal invaders coming into America? Will it make a difference in this election? Will it make a difference in our schools, colleges, universities, hospitals, medical care, academia? Will it make a difference as to what takes place in the churches of the Lord Jesus Christ? Those are the questions that you're free to ask and talk about as we have dialogue and discussion today. 904-831-0917. It's approaching 4 years now, ladies and gentlemen, that Biden has been in office. Although, and you've heard me say before, and at the risk of redundancy, I'll say again, he's an illegal occupant of the Oval Office. I don't have any question, no doubt whatsoever. Some say it's conspiracy theory. Others say it's just not factual. You have others that will say, well, there were 63 or 67 cases that the Trump administration and others following Trump made, and the courts said that there was nothing wrong with the vote. Ladies and gentlemen, the courts, listen, there's not been a court in America, lower court, appeals court, or higher court, that's heard a case, any of the cases that were filed about the illegal voting in 2020. not a single case has been tried by any system of jurisprudence in America. All of them were kicked out of court for, quote, lack of standing was the major reason they claimed. So there's not a court that's decided that it was a legal election. Contrary-wise, all of the evidence pointed to the fact it was an illegal election. And so Joe Biden made the decision when he went into office that everything that President Trump had done to keep America safe, to keep the borders sealed, to keep illegals from flowing in to the degree possible. When Biden went in, he made a decision on the first day in office that by executive orders, he would cancel everything that Trump had done to protect America and the Constitutional Republic and our system of representative form of government. That Biden made the decision that he would simply cancel and reverse everything that Trump had labored to do to protect we American citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, this week, Biden plans to go to the southern border. I don't know if you've heard that or not. He's going to the southern border. It'll be at the same time, same day, that President Trump will be at the southern border. They'll be visiting two places about 325 miles apart. The place that the handlers for Joe Biden decided that he would visit is the one that has the least number of illegal invaders crossing each day. So they will pander to Biden's cognitive disability that, look, the border is okay. We've got it under control. But ladies and gentlemen, we understand that he's going to that place where there's the fewest invaders and it will be on only show candy for the general public. He's doing this in order to bolster in some fashion his numbers. The polls have shown that he's at the lowest level of any president in history before an election for that office. Ladies and gentlemen, we've heard for three and a half plus years, that there's no border crisis. The head of the DHS has been interviewed by the House members several times, and he says no border crisis. Kamala Harris says no border crisis. Joe Biden has said there's no border crisis. And now the Biden administration, the head of the DHS, both admit that there is a border crisis. But listen, they've got a caveat. The border crisis is as a result of something that the Republicans and Trump did not do. So, ladies and gentlemen, there's a sense now with Biden that he must face the issue, but he's going to face the issue on the basis that I'm wanting to try to fix the border, and Trump and the Republicans are wanting to try to open the border. If it weren't so sad, it'd be laughable, ladies and gentlemen. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning, good morning. I pray that you're well.
I want to thank you. I don't know how I got this CD of yours from the church. And I was saying, open our eyes, Lord. And it's right on point with what you're saying, because it is ridiculous. I feel in my spirit that if Biden wins, we're really going to be in trouble. Really, it's not him. It's his handlers that's trying to take down the population and trying to take America down, number one. But if Trump wins, it's going to be chaos in the streets. Because he's going to ship everybody back, and they're going to try to resist and fight. Like you said about that young lady at University of Georgia, that was sad. He didn't even try to rape her or anything. He just killed her. Because he just letting all the insane people, all the people out of prison, jails like they did in Cuba back in the day.
Well, Kenneth, you're exactly right. One of the things that I plan on discussing further in the broadcast, and I'll touch on it now, most are not aware of the fact that the overwhelming number of those coming out of Venezuela are part of the MS-13 gang. Venezuela is the headquarters, global headquarters, for the MS-13 gang. And one of the things that they've done, they've released all of their gang members that they had behind bars. They've released them all, and all of those out of their nut house, as I call it, the insane asylum, if you want to still call it that. They released the incorrigibles, they released the non-desirables, and all of them have been shipped to America. And as a result of that, the crime rate in Venezuela has dropped to the lowest level in the history of Venezuela. Because because they've shipped all the garbage to America. We have become the import nation for all of the thugs and rapists and robbers and those that feel that there's no such thing as law and order in America. And they've come for that purpose.
Yes, and they'll find that President Trump, I still call him president.
I do too.
I call Sleepy Joe Sleepy Joe.
Yep.
If
that's
correct. He wins, they are going to, it's going to be riots in the street. Because I know he's going to call for the National Guard and just get them on planes, get them on whatever, and shoot them behind back from where they came from. And they're
Kenneth, one of the things that the average person doesn't realize, they're right at this very moment in America, the latest article I read, some 2 million people that the American INS courts, judges, have said must be deported. That's not being deported because Biden administration is not following the rule of law. And so he's not deporting those that judges have already said needs to be deported. They should not stay in America. They've been released into America, and they're floating around all over the nation. And when Trump goes, when Trump's elected, you're right. I believe he's going to, on a wholesale basis, have the all of the police officers, all of the ICE agents, all of the Border Patrol, whatever law enforcement could be brought in to do it, to gather them up and to wholesale deport them. Now, one of the problems, Venezuela said they will not accept any that's sent back to their nation. Their borders are closed. They've said, we're not, you can't send them back to us. We won't let them back in. So they're doing what America should do. America should say, our borders are closed. You can't come in. You can't come through the side door, the back door. You've got to go through the front door. And the front door says that if you go through the back door, the side door, that it's a felony, it's illegal, and we're going to arrest you, put you in jail, prosecute you, and deport you, and send you back to your point of origin. That's what we need to do. And you're exactly right. When Trump starts doing that, it is going to absolutely let Pandora out of the box, as the old cliche goes, and it's going to be disharmony in the streets of America because the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party, the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party, did you understand that? They are the ones that's going to be rattling the sabers, saying that Trump is the dictator, saying that Trump is trying to destroy America, Trump is trying to destroy our democracy. We don't have a democracy yet. We have a constitutional republic. I am bothered. I'm bothered every time I hear an anchor with Fox News, NBC, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, etc., etc. Anytime I hear them talking about destroying our democracy, well, we are devolving to a democracy, but I'm thankful we still have the similitude or the little residue of a constitutional republic, which is what America is built on. So, Kenneth, question before we let you go: what should Christians do? How should we respond? Should we just simply believe what some of the loose lax lost liberals in some of our pulpits are saying today? We need to embrace the immigrants. We need to embrace them, give them a place to stay, feed them, clothe them, et cetera, et cetera. Or should we simply say, no, they're here illegally?
No. And can I ask you two more questions real short?
Go ahead.
The thugs that jumped on the policeman in New York, you know they got their pistols and stuff. They had a sign, I think, said, where you got open borders or something like that. And the young man that killed that girl in Georgia, I believe I heard that he was arrested one time and he had to be released.
He was arrested, if I'm not mistaken, I've got the documents on it. He was arrested 4 or 5 times for serious crimes. And yet each time he was arrested, he was released by the Socialist, Marxist, Communist DAs that were handpicked, put in office by George Soros' money, just like Fannie Willis in Fulton County, and just like the one in New York, the ones that are prosecuting President Trump. They were all placed into office to do exactly what they're doing, to disrupt and to destroy the legal system in America. That's the approach. So you're exactly right. He has a rap sheet as long as your arm.
Yes, sir.
And that's what we're going to see, promulgating chaos and discourse and try to destroy the Constitutional Republic. Listen, it's an impossibility to have between 10 and 13 million illegal invaders flooding into a nation and not expect it to have a tectonic change on everything that is called legal in our nation. It's an impossibility to expect that. And we're finding now that the literally the view by most is that we have a major crisis. Looking at the headline, critics blast Tucker Carlson's immigration remarks amid the border surge. Tucker Carlson again sparked an angry backlash from critics who argued his monologue on Wednesday evening about the ones coming in, an unrelenting stream of immigration. But why? Well, Joe Biden just said it. To change the racial mix of this country. Carlson, after playing a clip of Biden speaking in 2015 about immigration policies, that's the reason, to reduce the political power of we the people whose ancestors live here and dramatically increase the proportion of America's newly arrived from the third world countries. Carlson quoted Joe Biden from 2015 remarks saying that the non-white DNA is the source of our strength and not what he wants for America, end quote. So, Kenneth, we need to keep praying as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, and the realization, come to the realization and the recognition that if God does not intervene, we're witnessing, we're watching, we're bystanders of watching the Constitutional Republic being eviscerated and totally removed from what would have been a wonderful history for America. So, Kenneth, we need to keep praying, seeking God's face, and looking up, realizing our redemption is drawing nearer each day. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. God bless you. Have a
God bless
you. God bless you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Love to have your input. Do you believe that we have a border crisis? Do you believe it's an invasion? Where do you think the invasion is taking us? What do you think is going to take place in relationship to the invasion? Is it something that America can absorb into our system and there not be any major problems with it? May I say to you, Tucker Carlson made this statement. In political terms, the Biden policy is called the Great Replacement, the replacement of America's legacy with more obedient people from faraway countries, end quote. That's exactly what we're saying. Let me read that again. In political terms, the Biden policy is called the Great Replacement, the replacement of the Americans' legacy with more obedient, may I add, malleable, directable people from faraway countries. That's what we see taking place. That's what this administration wants. That's what the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party is looking for, a more malleable, obedient, controllable people. And that's what they're looking for. That will place them in office on a permanent basis. Someone said, and may I quote, do not know who I'm quoting, but may I quote, the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party and the leadership in that would be willing to burn America down if they could rule over the ashes. That's exactly what we see transpiring today. And I'm concerned as a Christian. I'm concerned as a patriot. I'm concerned as a conservative because as we see this happening, we're watching the erosion of our Bill of Rights. And without the Bill of Rights, ladies and gentlemen, America's no more, no less than any third world country where chaos and confusion, where the thugs with badges rule with an iron fist, and there's the dictatorship mindset. And I believe that's what we see taking place in America today. And we need to pray for God's intervention. We're in an election year. Ladies and gentlemen, we're 6 months away from the potentiality of a total change of the trajectory, the direction that America's going in. My prayer is that God will supernaturally intervene, divinely intervene, and place President Donald J. Trump back in office as our 47th president. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Right after the news break, we'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville,